Join us Sunday nights for What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. Here's a preview of this week's show.
Danzón number 2 by Arturo Márquez has been sort of like a flag for Mexico in music, especially outside Mexico, because it's just such a wonderfully written piece of music. You're gonna love it, I have no doubt. It's based on danzón, which is a typical dance that started in Cuba and then turned into Mexican because we sort of adopted the form. And in the early 1920s, 30s, there used to be a lot of danzón dancing. There still is in places like El Salón México, that are, you know, famous dance salons in Mexico City. And the danzón form basically has two sections. One that is a very slow, sort of, definitely sort of a conquest, sort of flirtation between the woman and the man and the woman. And then there's a montuno section, which is the fast part, when now they're dancing, and they're dancing really fast and actively. This danzón portrays exactly that, and it was written in 1994. Arturo Márquez, who's done many of these danzons, I think he's done like 9 at least, or maybe more of them, he's very famous for this one in particular. It's wonderful, you're gonna love it. Since I was a little kid, I was always taken to concerts. My parents love music, so I was always very curious, and I always thought, from any musician, it wasn't anybody in particular, it was everybody on stage, every orchestra I saw, I realized, wow, they really do have the closest thing to magic. And when I was a little kid, I used to tell my friends and people that I was magical, you know, I had magic powers, and I almost believed it. I actually did believe it. And I think the point was, I was fascinated by the fact that they could communicate without words. They could communicate so deeply and touch and move everybody in the room. I mean, without any license, you know? It's like, they don't ask for permission. You don't have to give them permission. If you're sitting in the hall, you're vulnerable to it, and that's it. You know, you can't do anything about it. That's great. And it's, you know, I don't think anything has that power in the world, to reach directly to the soul and the heart, to anybody who's exposed to it. When there's good music, well performed, people are moved. It gives me chills just to think about that. That's the kind of thing that musicians were dealing with. And since I was a kid, I thought, I want to be there. I want to be in the air with the music and play with it and become part of it. And I just thought it would be the most, you know, the greatest thing I could ever, you know, dream to be. And so that's where it comes from. I still feel that way. Every time I walk into the hall to do a concert, I really thank the world and life and my parents and everything that's happened to me for letting me do this. It's just amazing.
Hi, I'm John Clare. I hope you enjoyed that preview, and we'll tune in for the full show Sunday night at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical at 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.